It's time now for the breakdown with Bob Aiken. Good morning. This is your station, 88.9 KETR. My name's Jared Knight. Mr. Aiken, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely.
It's another Thursday, and here we are.
It is. And we had been chatting.
Very recently.
Maybe not too seriously, but chatting, and particularly involving some content from two different features from NPR.
Yeah, from our good friends at NPR, sure.
Who had, among other things, noted that there was a quote from George Orwell about something to the effect of, he who controls the past controls the future, and that when the facts in the past record were inconvenient,
right,
we just ignore them and rewrite it.
It's easier, right?
It's a lot easier. You just kind of make it up as you go along. There are issues like that. How do people manage to distinguish between the cognitive dissonance, between what people want to believe and what the facts staring them in the face are? Well, they ignore the facts.
Right. That's
It's like that old Dan Jenkins line about, well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. I think what we should probably quote here, wonderful man, one of the good guys in American politics in the 20th century, who was a close personal and family friend of both Reagans and carefully crafted the Reagan image and persona over the years, a guy named Mike Deaver. And when Deaver was once asked by people who simply didn't get it, when after Iran-Contra, you know, for those of you who are of the age of my compadre here, go back and Google this, which you can actually, you may not remember this.
So but, how do you spell Contra again?
the Reagan administration and the president were in some trouble.
Yeah.
And unlike Nixon, who was in a constitutional crisis and saw his support melt down to single digits, the Reagan base stayed with him. His approval ratings never dropped much under 40%, even during the worst of it.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike Deaver said, it's simple. That 40%, that's our base. And your base are the people who stay with you even when you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's kind of what we were talking about, tribes and differences of opinion last week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's probably worth noting that that also accounts for the political manifestation of the so-called law of unintended consequences.
Right.
That when we see something done that has what the spooks like to call blowback, there are side effects that can be almost 180 degrees opposite what you were trying to do in the first place.
Right.
Two things. Lyndon Johnson was wrong when he signed the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act in 64 and 65. And he said, I fear what we've done, we may have done the right thing, but we've probably made the South Republican for two generations. In fact, that's not what happened. The Democratic governors and U.S. senators kept getting reelected throughout the South. It's true, Nixon and Wallace split the South, except for Texas, in 1968.
Mm-hmm.
McGovern lost every Southern state. He lost every other state in the country except Massachusetts. But over 10 years after the signing of the Voting Rights Act and the Civil Rights Act, Jimmy Carter won 12 out of 13 Southern states. He only lost Virginia, and that was close.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like there was an immediate backlash of white Southerners against the Democrats. What actually happened, how did you get a normal Republican majority in most Southern states? Well, this dates, like a lot of things, from the Carter administration.
Sure.
What happened, just very simply, was when Carter, perhaps overplaying his hand, went after the tax-exempt status of segregation academies that had been established to avoid desegregation orders, and went after the tax-exempt status of those who discriminated on admissions into virtually all white colleges, whether it was Bob Jones University or Jerry Falwell's little school. That's what got the preachers stirred up, and they linked with the long-established forces that were opposed to civil rights, and we began to find the entire kind of moralistic fervor of attacks on, in fact, they were running, as they called them, segregation academies at the time.
Mm-hmm.
That is what began, and it's something we'll pick up on with Southern politics over the course of the year, but it was the unintended consequences of Carter's attempt to further desegregate Southern public and higher education.
Right.
That was the beginning of the backlash. It's not unlike what we have seen with other unintended consequences. We've talked before about how including gender discrimination under the prohibitions of the Civil Rights Act produced and opened a lot of doors for very bright women who had been excluded from the professions and who had no choice, or very little choice, but to pursue teaching and nursing.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we start talking about problems in the public schools and replacing longtime top-flight teachers with some who were maybe not quite so near the top of their class. Or as far as that goes, something in sports, when we look at head injuries. Well, in football,
mm-hmm.
it was the attempt to prevent injuries that produced the hard plastic helmet mm-hmm. back 60 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they put face masks on, you begin to get blowhard assistant coaches who were yelling at the players, saying, "Most expensive piece of equipment you got is that helmet. Use it."
Mm-hmm.
Where you begin to, the traditional ways of tackling and blocking, leading with shoulder pads, came to the head first butt block, as well as tackling
mm-hmm.
head first. There are not too many people that are going to stick their face right in the middle of somebody without a face mask and a hard helmet. That's why you've had people occasionally talk about the way to prevent head injuries is to get those helmets off.
Right.
Well,
right.
Which sounds counterintuitive, but that's something we'll pick up
yeah.
on. You just got to remember, there are always unintended consequences, whether it's in politics or some other sport.
Right. Or any other walk of life, I suppose.
One might say that.
You can download podcasts of this program. Go to ketr.org, mouse over local programs, and then click on the breakdown.
Now that we've broken down unintended consequences, you can do it again.
That's right. And there may be some unintended consequences when you go there. You may find that all your local news needs are being met as well at ketr.org. So look at that. We're putting it into practice already.
I like it.
All right. This is your station, 88.9 KETR. Mr. Aiken, let's do this again.
Let's do it again.